This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Wait, are we really doing this? Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Kayla Gordon, I feel like I haven't seen you in a month.
Good morning, my angel.
How long has it been since I've seen you?
Dude, I think a full week at least.
That's it?
Yeah, but it feels like forever between us. Hours go by, I'm like, where's he been?
Was it just before you went to, so last week you went to Idol, a week ago. God,
yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
What a week.
One full, yeah, oh my God, just a week. Yeah.
So it's been 10 days because I haven't seen you since previous Friday.
Yes.
Good Lord. How are you? Have you grown? You look.
Yeah, I did some stretching while I was away. And I think I picked up a half an inch. Don't want to brag.
Don't want to brag. So don't. That's actually the routine we just went through a couple of minutes ago. When I was like, dude, I feel like I haven't seen you forever. Have you grown?
God, at this age, I feel like I'm shrinking.
How are you? How are you holding up? Good?
Yeah, I'm doing good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, guys. You were so wonderful. The listeners were wonderful. Day at a time.
Yeah.
Where we're at.
So it's a funky thing. Do you want me to explain it or do you want to explain it?
I mean, nothing. I feel like everyone knew my stepmom had lung cancer the past 3 months. We really just...
Everyone doesn't know.
...was with her. I guess it's my whole world. I forget everyone's not consumed with,
they don't,
with my whole life.
We, it's, well, in this fishbowl and in our world, it's easy to think that people hang on your every word and that they care, but they have their own lives.
Why? Just kidding.
Why don't they? Why aren't they paying attention to everything?
Please.
Yeah, but and so they've got their own lives and their own things going on.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, my stepmom had lung cancer. I helped take care of her the past 3 months. And we unfortunately lost her last Monday. So we've been dealing with the grief. I mean, there's no way to really deal with it except just in it. So I took last week with my family. I took last week with my dad. And we're just sort of putting the pieces back together.
Well, and it was an interesting dynamic with you. We talked about this a lot on, when did you and I talk? Thursday?
Yeah.
You know, you and I talked Thursday and then I brought it to the show on Friday. It was such an interesting dynamic that you had going with this because you went into it and you were helping your dad.
Yeah.
Right. Because he just needed somebody to be with her and to kind of look after her. And through that, and you and your stepmom didn't really have a relationship.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's wild. When she went into the hospital, everyone wanted to help out. So we made a schedule for people to go sit with her. And however it ended up, my schedule, I was with her the majority of the time for the most important moments of her time in the hospital. And so we quickly got comfortable. And over the past...
You and her?
Her, yeah, my stepmom and I. And over the past 3 months, I feel like we had the opportunity to get to not only know each other, but really love each other and like each other. And something that started as helping my dad really...
turned into a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. So thankful for that time with her. And, you know, it's hard.
Yeah. But I mean, in a way, what a blessing. Seriously.
Such a blessing.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have had that.
No, I wouldn't have. And I feel like universe or God, whatever you believe in, really stepped in. And I have no regrets. I feel like we got everything that we ever wanted to say out to each other. And now it's over. So we're just...
Well, it's now the page is turned.
Over.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The page is turned.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
You know, it's really good to see your face. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Give you something else to think about.
Yeah. Listen, I love it here. I missed you guys last week.
A diversion, a distraction. Now we have to work on decorating your studio.
I know. Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
I walked in and I was like, God, it's still bland. Wow.
Yeah. And I noticed, yeah, the wall's in here, because with you in the other room now, I noticed, it's like, yeah, we need to do something in this room. You know what we can do? The first pick, it's coming up next. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by WSS, the largest selection of the top name brands and styles of prices that you will love. Shop in store or online at shopwss.com. WSS, best value always.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Let's start here. We haven't even said hello yet to Adrian Hernandez. Hello, are you? How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning, Michaela. Glad you're back.
Thank you, my love.
Yeah, our world is complete.
Yes.
We had a nice time. We had a nice time doing boy show.
You did? How was it? Did you guys talk about cool stuff, gross stuff? How'd it go?
Sports.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Glad I missed that. Okay.
The playoffs weren't enticing enough for you.
Okay, whoa.
At one point, we looked at each other and went, Michaela would hate this right now.
Yeah, we almost renamed the show Sports Center. It was great.
Nah, it wasn't that bad, but we let ourselves.
Yeah, indulge.
The NHL playoffs right now are incredible. Adrian's a basketball fan. He could care less. So he wanted to get his, wanted to get his pound of flesh,
yep,
too. So it's just kind of we leaned into that ever so slightly.
It.
By the way, Golden Knights, you probably already know, round two against those dirty, dirty Edmonton Oilers. Friends, do not let friends sell their Golden Knight tickets to Canadians. This has nothing to do with politics right now. This has everything to do with this has been a thing since 2017. They're going to come in here. They're going to be wearing a bunch of orange. And they're going to try and take over T-Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Don't sell your tickets. Now, I get it. You're going, look.
Mortgage.
I need the cash. I need the cash. You paying my rent?
Car insurance.
No, I am not. But I'm not selling tickets.
No.
I don't have tickets to sell, but I'm not selling them.
Kind of a good hustle.
I'm just saying. Just don't do it. It starts game one tomorrow. Game two Thursday in the Fortress, 6:30 both days. Go Knights, go! Do you think who's on the phone?
We got Stephanie Jordan from Spring Valley.
What up, Steph?
Hey.
What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
My fiance and I went to a preview burlesque show called The Empire Strips Back.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am. The new Chippendales show.
Yeah, wasn't really my thing. It's more his thing, but it was actually really fun. I liked it.
Love that.
Wait, are there more that it's not just dudes?
No, there's only actually a couple with the guy, but it was mostly women.
Oh,
Chet, Princess Leia is... Princess Leia is getting down, brother.
Of course. Oh, did you go?
No. A lot of scenes went, obviously, with yesterday being May 4th, a lot of clips from that show went viral, and Princess Leia being one of them. Never thought you'd ever see Princess Leia getting down to some biggie.
Oh
but
my God,
she did
amazing.
There's a lot of ways you can take what you just said. Well, our buddy Michael Caprio, who's basically the PR guy for Chippendales and for Matt Franco, I saw him yesterday at Best in Show for the Animal Foundation. And he was like, yeah, I'm going crazy because we got Empire Strips Back starts today. And oh, my God. And he had to run off to that thing. And I just assumed it was a Chippendales deal.
No.
So when you said that it was more your fiance that got into it than you, and I was like, okay, well, that's how they get down.
I know, your face is like, what?
Well, not necessarily that, just like, he's a big Star Wars guy, and like, I like it, but it's not, I'm not that into Star Wars.
Listen, that's okay, right. I'm not either, and my fiance has a lightsaber, never thought I would ever say that, so I get it, we support them.
So much information I don't think I need right now.
So we're
getting so very personal right now. Who has the Princess Leia bikini? You or her?
Obviously, Lisa.
Oh yeah.
No, me.
I wouldn't have bet on that one. I would have bet that would have been you. I would have. All right, Stephanie, have a great time. This is twice.
She's going back to space.
Yeah, I did this yesterday, and I just did it again now. I had two sentences in my head. And I didn't, instead of just choosing one, I tried to combine them.
I do that all the time. I'm a teacher, so I do it all the time. My kids are like, what are you talking about?
Who and what do you teach?
I teach second grade at Macaw Steam Academy in Henderson.
God bless you. They're still cute at that age.
They are.
Maybe I've spoken too soon yet again. All right,
no,
Steph.
They're adorable. I love them, but they are ready for the summer to be here.
Well, yeah, as I'm sure they're, as Ms. Jordan is as well. Have a great time at Katy Perry. Hang on one second, okay?
Thank you.
Michaela, can you boil it down? What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, do you remember the dog fiasco where I thought I was allergic?
Yes.
Okay. To help that situation, I got some allergy medication, and then we got another dog, his brother.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Losing
my mind. Why didn't you come
to
Best in Show? They would have had, there were all kinds of amazing dogs there.
Because the dog we adopted, his brother couldn't find a home. Oh. We felt so bad, so we went and got him. And now we've gone very quickly from one to two. But they're good dogs. They're good boys. And honestly, I'm obsessed with puppy love. So that's where we're at.
No doubt.
Can't breathe, but I love the dogs.
Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend.
I caught my son lying for the first time.
Wow!
I don't know why. I was just fascinated. I was like, that a boy?
Wow.
Well, he stole my powdered donuts. He stole them from the cabinet. He climbed. He used the chair. You know, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise type stuff. But then his whole face had the powdered donuts. And he realized
the best.
It. So
oh
when I was
God.
Like,
the best.
Hey, sir, who stole my donuts? I don't know, Dad. I don't know. I was like, wow. They grow up so fast. Whole face.
What'd you do?
I was like, sorry, clean your face, please. And I left it at that.
That was it?
Well, that was the first time. He can get away with it the first time because I was proud of him.
Next time you lay the smack.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer.
You.
If you get away with it, you get away with it. But there's
one
only
time.
Once.
Yep. And it was pretty adorable, I'm sure.
Hilarious. So lucky That's you're fun. Cute, kid.
What was yours, Chetty?
Best in Show. Yeah. Easy. Animal Foundation, Best in Show. For my money, I've done it since the pandemic, right? So it's like 5 years now. Easily our best one yet. Raised the most money. Having the free tickets, I think, helped. There were a lot of folks, but the VIP was still sold out.
Yeah.
And it was just a really, really great time. Much love to Sam Argier from Fox 5. Mm. Best friends for life, I think. Now, we've always really liked each other, mm-hmm. but we've never hung out. So yesterday was 4 hours together in battle together.
Uh-huh.
And
bonds you.
So he's great. Johnny Katz from the RJ.
Love.
Chloe Coast from Channel 3. And our boy, the mayor, Shelley Berkeley.
Yeah.
And our boy, Matt Franco, were the celebrity judges. And everybody from Animal Foundation, well done. And just a great day.
So fun.
Good. It's going to be big. Do not forget, it's Mother's Day week. So the Super Mom Game is going to take over for Michaela's hometown throwdown. So poor, what's her name again?
Oh my gosh, who could forget legendary Karina Vasquez from Sunrise Manor?
No, we haven't had her on the show in so long, I've forgotten her name.
It's Karina, true.
Karina Vasquez, the four-time champion, trying to get win number five, has to wait yet another week because of the Super Mom game. However, well worth it for you listening. We have a gold necklace, a 14-karat gold pink with freshwater pearl necklace to give to you. Beautiful. With the Super Mom game coming up this morning at 7:10. Everybody stay close.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. High school baseball team in Arizona just about to take the field. Everybody heard a loud bang and then saw some smoke.
Mm-mm.
What happened? We don't know. Well, we do know there was a fire nearby. The team, the baseball team, I don't know if this is, it's great that they wanted to help.
What happened?
Is this the best, you know, is this the best way to go about it? Like, the guy, well, they're in high school, so why not? The fire was on a woman's property. She didn't realize there was a fire. She was working from home and wearing headphones. Thank God this baseball team decided to stick their nose in it.
Uh-huh.
Because with them, they grabbed her garden hose and, you know, the hose on
yeah.
the
outside,
and just started fighting the fire.
Good boys.
I know.
Love that.
I'm sure the administration is like, no!
Uh-huh.
You know how everybody is now.
Of course.
But thanks to their quick thinking, it says here, the firefighters were the ones who said, thanks to their quick thinking and the help of first responders, the fire was put out, the house was saved, and the lady was literally none the wiser.
My gosh.
Like she found out. They, you know, they banged on the door and got her out.
Yeah.
Wow. Last week, staff at an aviation service company in California paused work when they noticed the sound of meowing coming from an excavator parked roughly 20 feet from their offices. I'm sure you already guessed there's a cat in the excavator. Well, there were actually four 2-week-old kittens inside.
The babies.
And after a 30-minute rescue effort, they were all safely recovered.
Yay!
Along with Mama. And they're in the mom, she put them in a safe place.
Yeah, of course.
You know, to protect them, but then realized this
not
is
safe.
No, not as, yeah, not as good as it could be. And now they're all in the process of finding it.
Oh, I love it.
That's good. Me too.
Good job, Mama Cat.
Yeah, and good job, everybody. Make it a great day. That's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee, Minden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Cinco de Mayo.
Woo-hoo!
And welcome back, Michaela Gordon.
Thank you, my gorgeous.
Everything good? Feeling good? Feeling strong?
June. Feeling good. Feeling strong.
I like it. It's good to have you back. It's good to see your face.
It's good to be back. I missed you guys.
Yeah. It was that week was like the longest month of my life.
Truly, same here.
Feels like it's been forever.
It really does.
He's Adrian Hernandez. What's up, hey?
What's up? How's it going, Michaela? We love you. Glad you're back.
Love you too, dude. Happy to be back.
No, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing in reference to this. No, Michaela's hometown throwdown. Poor Karina Vasquez. Karina Vasquez has literally been on ice for 10 days?
10 days, something like that. On the flip side, on a more positive note,
what?
She is the longest reigning, defending winner of all time.
She has a winner in her own right.
Settle down. I do appreciate finding the positive in that, though. So wait, if today is Cinco de Mayo, oh God, she's been, has it been since the 25th? No, was it before that?
No way.
Oh, no, she won her fourth one on the 25th. We were saying we need to also keep a calendar if we're going to get all serious about these kind of things.
No, dude, yeah, it was the 25th.
The 25th was the day that she won. She had her fourth victory. And then we asked her if she wanted to call her shot. She wanted Pitbull tickets.
Uh-huh.
Which she didn't get.
Oh, my God. Karini, we're sorry.
I know. Well, I got to figure out with the bosses if this is okay for us to do this. I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll have to get some special dispensation from the lawyers.
Mm.
But I figured you know people at Fontainebleau, and we could probably scrape up some good Fontainebleau Pitbull tickets.
This on her.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, we're all working together.
I chose to take last week off. I will make up for it. I will make a call.
Well, no, like I just figured you knew people. I know people. I know people with Live Nation.
So, yeah, dude, we're getting her the tickets.
One way or another, we need to get Karina to be able to meet Pitbull.
Yes.
That's my goal.
Love it.
We'll see if we can make that happen. I don't know. So we're putting Michaela's Hometown Throwdown on hiatus for a week because it's the return. It's Mother's Day week, so it's time for the Super Mom Game.
Let's go.
So we'll give you a couple of minutes to get things in order. We're going to need you and your mom. We're going to need you and your mom together at the same time. We'll call your mom for you, but just call her now and set her up and go, look, I'm going to need you to play this game with me. And then we ask you three questions, see if your answers match. And then on the line for the, you're like, okay, well, what's in it for me? Are you guys ready with your part two with the sponsor?
100%.
Okay, yes.
Good. We're giving away today, every day this week, a different prize, culminating in a $3,000 bag from Michaela's buddies at Max Pond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have anything to do with this?
I did.
It was funny because all your friends have kicked in for this Mother's Day week deal. And I was like, God, Michaela's been working behind the scenes.
Yeah. They love the mamas. We got them something very cool.
Good for you.
Thanks,
dude. Nicely done. Bringing value.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I like that on the corporate level. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So today we're doing a 14 karat gold pink necklace with freshwater pearls, courtesy of who?
Aaron Layla Jewelers.
Thank you. We'll give that away with the super mom. So here's what you need to do. So you need to make sure that your mom is cool and that she'll answer the phone in like the next 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Then you need to get ready to be caller number 25. Not right now. In fact, I would give it 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Right after Kendrick Lamar and SZA, the Chet Buchanan Show, Super Mom Game next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Cinco de Mayo, and here's what's great, and we'll do this on the 177-second survey in 30 minutes from now. Do you actually know what we're celebrating on Cinco de Mayo?
No.
Two out of five have no idea. Two out of five have a very specific answer. One out of four. Okay, two out of five say Mexican Independence Day. Pretty much all of us here in this town, because we celebrate Mexican Independence Day. It's a big tourist time.
Mm-hmm.
But you go, okay, I don't know when it is, but I know it's not now. You know, right? Or did you really think that we celebrated Mexican Independence?
Listen, I'm going to be honest with
you. You're giving me the look.
My mom told me 35 years ago that I was conceived on Cinco de Mayo. And ever since then, I've never seen the holiday the same since.
That's what we're celebrating. Okay, never mind.
Cinco de Mayo. You know what?
It's a lot for me visually. So I never really thought about Cinco de Mayo.
So they got hammered and they made you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is really what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's it. And it grosses me out. So I just skip this holiday. Thankful for it.
Things that have now become burned in my memory.
I know.
That I will never forget.
I know.
Rocky G laid the smackdown on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Gross.
The people's champ.
Telling you, man.
It's a lot.
Those thirst traps he was putting on.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Gotta watch out for that one. One out of four say Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of Mexican-American culture. 13% say fun excuse to drink. Another 13% admit no clue. None of those are correct. None. Huh. Well, fun excuse to drink.
Sure.
I think there's some truth in that.
Yeah.
Celebration of culture. You could swing it that direction. The correct answer, Cinco de Mayo commemorates the Mexican victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862.
Just for some reason, Americans decided that was a really great drinking holiday.
I'm guessing if you really asked that it's an us thing. It's a gringo thing.
Love that for us.
I'm guessing, but hey, whatever excuse you need. All right, let's do this. You guys ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Our mom's awake. Let's go.
Well, here's the advantage. If your mom lives in a different time zone and it's a little later there.
Oh, yeah. East Coast mom.
You may have a big advantage here. Yeah, if mom was in Cleveland, for example, or whatever, it'd be good. 702-364-9898. We need you, first of all, to be caller number 25. Then we need to be able to get a hold of your mom. And then we're going to play Super Mom Game. For a gold necklace, a 14-karat gold pink necklace with freshwater pearls from who?
Aaron Layla Jewelers.
Right now at 702-364-9898. Call now. It's the Super Mom Game.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So Michaela, we got to skip a step here. We got to just move straight to Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
I think Adrian's trying to get your mom on the phone.
I told her she better answer.
She better not ruin this for you.
Yeah.
By the way, if we get a hold, what's your mom's name?
Jan.
Oh, Jan.
Jan.
He put Jane in the screen.
Oh, way to go, Adrian.
All right, though.
Be nice. He's working hard in there.
I know. This I just not love
I'm working the phone lines.
I know.
Man, there's a lot going on.
I got your back.
I got your back.
My baby.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, it's all good. You and Jan bonding? You good?
Yeah, she's good. I think she's good to go.
Okay, great. Amanda, where does your mom live?
She lives in Arizona.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, so are they an hour ahead of us right now?
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't know. Huh. Adrian, will you pick up the line and keep Jan busy for the next couple of minutes?
Yeah, to distract.
Yeah, because we can't hear her. We've got to get.
Okay. Yeah, work. I got you.
So, Amanda, we're gonna ask you three questions. Your answers. Now, we got to go by the honors. Don't text your mom the answers, you big cheater. Because here's the dirty secret. You're winning no matter what. Okay, so let's play it clean, all right?
Got it.
Okay. Adrian's got mom on hold. All right. Here are your questions. Amanda, who was the recipient of your first kiss?
Oh, my gosh. I can't say that. You won't know the answer.
Well, then you might as well just say it.
Oh, my God. What if you don't really remember?
Trust me, it doesn't get better. What?
What if you don't remember?
You remember, because you just said, I can't say that.
Well,
Come on, cough it up, lady.
Okay, his name was Sean.
Why is it a big deal about Sean?
Actually, I don't remember.
Hold on to that answer. Okay. Hold on to that answer.
Well, that's a whole nother show.
I love it.
Well, and maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Meet us here next week.
I was going to say.
Give us the scoop.
Okay, well, like I said, it doesn't get any better. So Sean was your first kiss. Who was your first, who took your flower?
Now you're getting serious. Now you're really going to get me in trouble. I am pushing 39, but I am still scared of her.
Oh, my God.
Kidding.
That's so fair. You're not kidding. And that was the realest thing. Everyone's like, no, we get it.
She's pushing 40 and still doesn't want to.
1,000%. Your 16-year-old's still afraid of their moms.
By the way, she knows. Do you have kids?
Yes.
She knows you do it.
Right. So that name is Oscar.
Okay.
I love that. Still afraid of my mom. That's
a whole too. Okay, let's take the pressure off a little bit. And then, so it's Cinco de Mayo, obviously. What is, if your mom was going to go to the bar and get you a drink on Cinco de Mayo, what would she get for you?
She would get me a margarita.
Good.
Yeah.
I think she better know.
She knows that you're a marg girl. Okay, so the answers are Sean, Oscar, and margarita. Got it? They're locked. Oh, they're locked in. All right, let's bring Jan back in. Oh, Adrian's having a good time. Are you ready? Yeah, okay. Adrian's having a nice time.
Jan must be fun. Love that.
No, Jan.
I did.
Oh, I thought you said the
Mom
other name.
Mom is ready to go.
I thought you said the other name. Yeah, you guys had a nice time, huh?
I guess so. I hope so.
It looked like you were having a lot of conversation.
I had a lovely time. Arizona geography, it was good stuff.
Good morning, Jan.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you. Hi. So are you guys an hour ahead of us? Is it 8:19?
No, we are not.
Oh, okay. That's only in the fall and the winter, huh?
Correct.
Got it.
Oh.
Got it. Would you say that you and Amanda are close?
Yes.
Good. Like really close? Like best friends?
We used to be. Time and distance has kind of hampered it a little bit. You know, she has kids. She's busy.
Mm-hmm.
She works, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like,
you said, we used to be, and I was like,
No.
Are you to somebody that I used to know?
Oh, okay.
Why are you singing on the air so much? The last like three shows,
he's been singing.
He's the songbird of our generation.
Please go, babe.
I don't know what's going on over here.
He's taking over for me while I was gone. The singstress.
It's weird. All of a sudden. So listen, sorry. We asked Amanda three questions, Jan. And we got her answers. We just want to see if you can match her answers. Okay?
I will try.
All right. Who, in your estimation, way back, because Amanda's pushing 40 now, way back in the day, how old were, by the way, Amanda, how old were you when this first kiss happened?
Plead the fifth?
I remember, I was, Why do you plead the fifth?
Because she's afraid of her mama.
Yeah, why are you so afraid of mom with this question? She's honestly, Jan, she's petrified of you with this question.
She told us.
Mine was fourth grade. Tina Houghton, who was yours?
I was in seventh grade.
Your first kiss?
Yep, I was at Crystal Palace Skating Center. My father was inside, and I was mortified afterwards. It was honestly the worst kiss of all time. I was so terrified.
Yeah, and Tina Houghton planted one on me in the playground in fourth grade.
Way to go.
I'm telling you. Adrian, how old were you and who was it?
Grace Forrester, fourth grade.
Cute. See, fourth
rec grade. Center.
I'm telling you.
My boys are getting down young. Nine. All right.
Good times.
Yeah.
I peaked in fourth grade. So, Jan, who do you believe was Amanda's first kiss?
I'm going to say Oscar.
Amanda, what's the answer?
His name was Sean.
Sean? Sean who?
Yeah. Oh, again, another show.
Oh, God, now I'm afraid.
Why is this such a big deal? How old, Amanda, how old were you for your first
kiss? It was an elementary school.
I asked you that already. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're 0 for 1. She thought it was Oscar, but it was Sean. So
that's right. I can guarantee you that one.
With that in mind, Jan, who do you believe was Amanda's first, you know, her first?
Oscar.
And the answer is Amanda?
That one is correct.
That one is correct. It was Oscar.
You go, Jan.
Is Oscar still around?
No, I hope not.
Why do you hope not?
He was so dark. And by dark, I mean, we would have him over for dinner, and he wouldn't talk to anybody. He'd eat before he came over. If we took them somewhere, we took him to a wrestling thing there in Vegas, and he just, like, covered over her. And I'm like, nobody's going to take her away. She's sitting with her parents. Leave her alone.
Fine. Oh, man. You're invited over for dinner, but you eat before you go.
Oh, my God. That's disrespect in any culture.
Yeah, that's rough.
How dare you?
That's rough. All right. Well, let's go on to something lighter. So on Cinco de Mayo, Jan, if you were going to go to the bar and get your lovely daughter, Amanda, a drink, what would you be getting for her?
A margarita.
Of course you would.
Yay!
You know what? 2 out of 3 is enough for us. We're getting you a gold necklace. A 14-karat gold pink necklace with freshwater pearls, courtesy of
Aaron Layla Jewelers.
So congratulations, and thank you for playing the Supermom game.
You're welcome.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, guys, and happy Mother's Day coming up.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
What did you just say to me?
I think I sunburnt my head. My scalp is so itchy. And then I realized I was standing. No, don't even give me that stupid fake. Don't you even start with me. I have been gone for a week.
So I can't say maybe you should take a shower. No. I can't. That's the obvious. That's the way.
No. If you guys could have seen his face, it was so stupid. I know. As it came out of my mouth, I was like, do you have lice, girl? Like, what's happening? Yeah, maybe that's something
we need to
say
send you home from school.
I know. Can I, you know
what? Is that still a thing? Do kids get lice?
Yes, they do. Yeah,
yes.
And can I tell you, before my grandmother died, it was the only story she told me. She only got pulled over one time in her life and got a speeding ticket. And it was because the school called her and said I had lice. And she was speeding to come and get me. And the police pulled her over here in Vegas and gave my old little granny a ticket. And then she got lice too. The whole house had lice.
I'm emotionally fragile right now, I can tell, because I literally, my heart is broken. Again, there was a girl, and I don't even know if she actually had lice. There was a girl in elementary school, and she got sent home, and that was the rumor, and she never recovered. That was her identity for like forever.
What?
Was that she was the smelly kid who had lice?
Oh,
yeah.
Kids are mean.
Kids were horrible to her.
Kids are awful.
And I didn't know her, and you don't have the emotional maturity at that point to like be a friend. You
totally.
Know what I mean? I just I wasn't around her before, so I wasn't around her after.
Right.
You know, like
right.
we weren't friends before.
Yeah.
So and I'm talking like third grade.
No,
right?
You're little.
I'm talking like third grade.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I just literally just remember it just broke my heart all over again because yeah. the poor kid who everybody was like, oh, we're not eating lunch with her. She got lice. God, kids are a-holes.
I know. Kids are such a-holes. Man,
God, kids, just know I hate you right now.
In honor of third
grade. In honor of that girl, third grade, I'm taking it out on you, you little brats.
True.
So lice is still, what are we?
Over the weekend.
Oh, so is your head sunburned or not?
Yeah, I think
it is. What did you
do? I was standing outside for a couple hours. Listen, I was pretty sad this weekend, so someone was like, go out and get some vitamin D. So I stood outside, and I swear to God, my scalp is sunburned.
Didn't you also do some sort of live broadcast, something or other?
Listen, I did, but it started raining. This weather has been so insane. And then it took my spray tan off. I changed ethnicities while I was out there. My straight hair got curly. My spray tan melted off. And I was like, I got to go.
How was the remote? So good. I changed ethnicities. Oh, my God.
It was great until my whole body came off. I said, I got to go, you guys.
I don't even smoke. I need a cigarette. It's incredible. What else about this weekend, Adrian?
I was just letting you know, in Madrid, there was a terminal had to be shut down at the airport for a lice outbreak.
Did you look up to see?
Yeah, I wanted to see what's going on with lice in Madrid at the airport.
What's with us? Maybe we need to take up that cause.
Yeah.
With everything else going on in the world.
Maybe we should chat.
Well, there's plenty of other things. I'll send that down the list. Lice. We're still dealing with lice in 2025.
Easy for you to say, bald man. It's really hard out here.
That felt amazingly personal.
Uh-huh.
I'm just telling you right now. That felt super personal. And in all of this, look what we've done. We've eaten up all of our time for the 177 second survey. So we still have to wait. Let's do this. You know what? I'm not going to make you hold through the break. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. And then your chance to call in for the 177 second survey and Katy Perry tickets. We'll do that right after this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking the 177 second survey?
That'll be Simone Twitchell, Sam Boyd Stadium.
Yeah, down by Sam Boyd. What are we? Have we ever put a name on that before? Other than, I guess, Sam Boyd.
I don't know. No.
Some people claim Whitney Ranch. That's on the other side of the freeway, though, huh, Simone?
Yeah, and you know, I never know what to call it either, because if I say East Side, it's not quite East Side, and it's not quite Henderson.
Yeah. No, Sam Boyd is solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing? Okay, good. Do you ever drive by there? Does it make you sad?
You know, I do kind of miss when they would have events there and stuff. Like, they used to do Monster Jam and rugby, and now it's just so empty.
It was a dump, but it was our dump.
Yes, it was.
You know? Honestly.
Yes,
it was
that's
a dump,
true.
But it was our dump. I was kind of like, I'm not going to miss this.
Kind of do.
And then you walk into Allegiant Stadium and you go, well, okay. sure. It's easy to get nostalgic about that Thursday night football game against Air Force with freaking trash blowing around in the south end of the bowl. But
hilarious.
Great.
Yeah.
Your 177 second survey starts right now. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Probably the foster kitten I'm fostering got to meet his new family.
Oh, yay.
That's amazing. I'm stunned. I didn't see that coming. How old was he?
So he's 7 weeks old. He's not going to his new family yet until he gets neutered, but he got to meet them, so it was really cute.
Hold on now. I thought we were talking about an actual kid. I thought we were talking...
Kitten.
Oh, you thought she said kid?
I thought it was a kid. I thought it was a kid. All I heard was foster.
Oh, my.
And then
stop,
she Jeff. Said, right? And then I had all these questions. And then
she's so funny is
and then
I'm
she said
gonna
neutered.
Start, yeah.
And I was like,
I'm actually going to start taking courses to be a real foster parent for Clark County soon. So I'll have a foster kid soon as well.
It's amazing.
First of all, you're an angel, Chet. I'm obsessed with you. I thought it was a big reaction, but I was like, you know what? He does love cats. Shouldn't be that surprising.
And then I thought neutered was an interesting term to use.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know, hey Simone, do you know what Cinco de Mayo is all about? Do you know why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Some kind of independency for Mexico?
No. No. The Battle of Puebla. Nobody ever knows this, but Cinco de Mayo actually commemorates the Mexican victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla, which took place on May 5th, 1862. The battle itself was not a major strategic win. Can you tell we Googled?
Mm-hmm.
And the French took control of Mexico 2 years later, but it was a major morale boost for the Mexican resistance, and it helped them gain an alliance with the Americans to eventually force the French out.
Yeah.
Because the French were going to align with the Confederacy during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of, after the Mexicans beat them, then we kind of got involved and helped push the French out.
Yeah.
And
Very, very us. Very an us thing to do. Just a total celebration that we actually don't even know what it means, and then we just go out drinking.
And will you?
I appreciate that.
And will you celebrate Cinco today?
You know, usually I try to make really good Mexican food, but it's not on my recipe list this week. We're just doing kebabs on the grill.
Fair.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. A buddy of mine works at a Mexican restaurant, not at Juan's Flaming Fajitas. I know that's what you're thinking. It's a different one. And he's like, this is his least favorite day of the year.
I'm sure.
He hates Cinco de Mayo because, well, you're all idiots. And by you, I mean we. So
yeah,
you know,
us together.
Hey, Cinco de Mayo, the one day that you're interested.
Yeah, that nobody knows what it means.
Good for you, right?
Including myself.
I feel like that's the same way with St. Patrick's Day, too. Everybody just wears green and drinks red beer.
Bang. Yeah. Yeah, and we don't get worked up about that so much. Whatever. Have a great day. Be safe. Have fun at Katy Perry.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you back. Yeah. Have a great day. Hang on a second. And by the way, thank you for being such an angel with the fostering of both the kittens and now the childrens.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
By the way, I was going to do the whole, tell and be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Besides going to Post Malone and Jelly Roll?
Sure. Oh, yes.
Oh, my
God. Were you flooded?
Completely.
Same. Everybody went, and it looked amazing, honestly.
Yeah, I had a good amount of FOMO. I didn't know what my schedule was going to be, so I didn't get tickets. And, yeah, wow.
I know.
Just wow.
I know. I felt the same way. It looked so fun, so great. How exciting.
Come back.
Yeah, please.
Do it again.
You know, I got to, last Monday when I did go to the American Idol show, Jelly Roll was there and I got to meet him very briefly.
Oh, yeah.
I was so excited about this. He's the only person I'd actually want to take a photo with. So I said, hey, can I just grab a photo so fast? You guys... The photo is a joke. He happened to be like moving at the same time.
Like dirt
I got
face,
one.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You can't even tell who it is. It's me, and you don't even know who it is. My big face right in the middle of the camera. But I did, for clout, get one photo with him. He was very, very lovely. And very excited about that.
At least you admit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my boy Jelly Roll.
It literally could have been anybody. It could have been my dog, Rocco. It's like, you can't make it out.
Can I tell you something? There's a big movement afoot in our industry. Because one of the cool parts about this job is on occasion we get to meet cool people.
Yeah.
And especially here in Las Vegas. You know what I mean? We mm-hmm. Although it's not as much as you might think. You know, because for celebrities and stars and stuff, when they come to town, they want to play and they want to be left alone.
Sure.
They don't want to come in. This is work to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, promoting their project or whatever it is. It can be work. That's why I thought it was cool the other day that, because Matt Rife.
Dude, hi. Congratulations. That was so fun. Everybody was so excited. Everybody was blowing me up about it. It was so fun.
And you're like, yeah, not me.
Yeah, no, Listen, I'm so in love with you guys. I was so excited. And it was so cool to have him on the show.
Here's what sucks. A little behind the scenes on Matt. Let me come back around to this. There was there's a movement afoot in our industry because every time a celebrity dies, every freaking DJ post their pictures with glad I got to, you know, again, for the clout.
Mm-hmm.
And some are even, some are even worse offenders than others.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, every time a celebrity passes that you met back in 2001, you don't have to post the picture. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, just to show how cool you are.
Yeah. Me and my bro.
Me and my bro.
All memories, RIP. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, well, okay.
Well, you know that I'm laughing and I am also part of that percentage. So I'm also
are
crying
you?
Inside. Yeah.
Are you a clout poster?
Not a clout poster. To me, it wasn't clout. To me, it was like, oh my gosh, I met this person. They were so great. But ever since we've had that conversation, I can't stop thinking about it. So when anybody passes, I'm like, I'm not including our photo. I'm just putting their photo. That's it.
Yeah. Or.
I hear it. Your point is right.
Well, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I'm just saying there's a movement afoot.
There is.
And I'm always, I don't ever want to look like that guy.
Yeah.
So, all right. Relationship rehab. We got to get to it. Josh in Mountain's Edge. So I was talking with my buddy over the weekend. I got this late last night and went, okay, you go to the head of the line. Talking with my buddy over the weekend, his kids' texts show up on dad's iPad. You know how, cause you got everything's linked, right? Josh says if the kids know, they're not letting on. So Josh's buddy doesn't think that his kids are entirely aware. And there's never been a reason to bring it up that the text that he sees all of his kids' texts on his iPad. Recently, one of his kids got a series of texts from a friend bragging that she sneaks out in the middle of the night to meet up with her boyfriend. Now, Josh says, my buddy doesn't know this kid's parents very well. He hasn't talked to his kid about it. And he doesn't want to reveal that he can see the text just in case they don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You don't want to get rid of your source of info.
Yeah, bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not dumb enough to cover, or if they're not smart enough to cover their tracks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that the one thing that we've learned? Like, to always assume anything you put in writing, I assume anything I put in writing, somebody else is going to see.
Yes.
I have very nearly learned that lesson.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I still slip sometimes, but yeah. I always, because you never know, you never know when a relationship's going to go sour and they're going to go, look what this person said about you 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Or whatever. 702-364-9890. What does Josh's buddy do? Josh is clean. He doesn't have to say anything about it. His buddy is able to see his kids' texts. One of his kids got a text from their friend saying that she sneaks out to see her boyfriend. He doesn't know the kid's parents very well, and he hasn't talked to his kid. Man, is this I'll start? Is this another one of those where maybe you just mind? Why didn't that go? Thank you. I was doing that with a big flourish there with the piano.
No.
Maybe this is that situation where you just mind your own beeswax. Oh, by the way, wait, chaperone. Hold on. The biggest news of all of this.
What?
Earlier this morning, Benson Boone tour announced, the American Heart Tour, September the 26th,
yes,
to be specific. Benson Boone is coming to T-Mobile Arena, thanks to our friends at AEG Presents. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. Bam, they're not messing around.
Yeah, let's
like,
go.
Boom, announce the tour. Pow, put them on sale. Let's go. We've got Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets for caller number 25. So even if you go, I don't know, you should tell her. You know what I mean? Whatever,
yeah,
whatever your answer is, bonus. But Benson Boone tickets.
So fun.
Right now. Okay, now Chaperone, go.
Joe. Oh my God, you know what I want. 98.9 100.5 KLUC.
All right, relationship rehab. Josh's buddy confided to him over the weekend that his kid's texts show up on dad's iPad because everything's connected.
Totally.
If they know, they're not letting on. So Josh's buddy has reason to believe that they're not entirely aware that that the texts show up on dad's iPad.
Yeah, they're for sure not.
Mm-hmm. There's never really been a reason to bring it up. There's never been anything, you know, crazy mm-hmm. beyond normal kid stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how old the kids are, but obviously one of them's old enough for this. Mm-hmm. Recently, one of Josh's buddy's kids got a series of texts from a friend bragging that she's sneaking out in the middle of the night to meet up with her boyfriend. Josh's buddy does not know this kid's parents. He hasn't talked to his kid about it. And he doesn't really want to because he doesn't want to reveal that he sees the text just in case they don't know.
Totally.
That he sees the text. What do you do? What do you do? Savannah, they tell me you're caller number 25.
So exciting because I totally needed a win right now.
Yay!
You know what? I was just saying that about another friend of mine. That they could really use a win right now.
Love that.
Why, has it been a rough go?
Yeah, we're in the process of moving because, you know, rent is high and
yep.
I don't know. It's great. That's
totally.
Thank you so much.
And you like that place you were at, huh?
I did.
I could tell. I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
Sorry.
Thank you.
We are led to believe that it will get better. You know?
Yes.
That's what we and honest to God. Even if you don't think it's gonna, you got to believe that it will, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Great things are just about to happen. So, all right, what do we do about Josh's buddy? He's seeing his kid's text. He saw, well, obviously it's a daughter, I suppose. Anyway, one of his kids got a series of texts from a friend bragging that she sneaks out in the middle of the night to meet up with her boyfriend. Josh's buddy doesn't know this kid's parents very well. He hasn't talked to his kid about it. He doesn't really want to. What would you do?
I would tell the parents, and the reason, I have two reasons. First was I'm a parent and I'd want to know, but also when I was young, I was dumb and I snuck out and the neighbor saw me and told my mom, and it kept me out of a lot of trouble because she did so. And I think that you don't know where she's going in the middle of the night. If something bad were to happen to her, then you would kind of have this guilt because you never said anything. So I think you tell the parents.
I am totally team mind my own business, even though you'd never know it from this show. You know, I'm always getting up into everybody else's stuff, but that's for the job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In life, I'm kind of a mind your own business guy, but you're not wrong. Michaela, thoughts?
Here's my only issue. I hate for him to get rid of his source.
Yeah.
I think getting those texts is such crucial information. But honestly, to her point, I was sneaking out in my teens. And if I didn't have an older sister that I could call to come and get me, like I probably should not have been sneaking out. It's dangerous. It's a weird world. If there's a way that he could tell the parents without revealing the source, because it's going to be so good having those texts later in life.
Yeah, and I hate breaking, like you said, I hate giving up the source, and I hate you kind of end up breaking trust a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But you're up to no good when you're sneaking out. Even if you're doing the right thing, people are weird. If something were to happen to her, he would feel very guilty.
Oh, yeah, there's no good. That's how teen pregnancies and stuff happen.
Serious.
It just is. All right. By the way, you have our very first pair of Benson Boone tickets in September, the 26th, at T-Mobile Arena. Everybody else has to wait till Friday morning at 10 a.m. You've got yours for free.
That's now. Amazing. So my four-year-old son loves Benson Boone. He like sings beautiful things at the top of his lungs, so he's going to be so excited.
Oh, my God. Send us a video.
So, yeah, you're going to waste on the four-year-old. Okay, good. Well, that's good. That's awesome.
And me.
Yeah.
All right. Can I tell you? I'm still mad. I don't know if you're aware of this because I mentioned it 1,000 times. Benson Boone and I grew up in the same town. right?
Yes, I do have heard you say that.
In Monroe, Washington, still no sign.
Shady.
And I find this unacceptable.
And Chet, you need to take care of this. You have influence there. You need to say, get a sign.
Here's what's stupid. Do you know how small this town is? I know the mayor.
You better make a call.
I know the mayor. I should.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't go to school with him,
well,
but
I got your back.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, we should start that.
Seriously.
Benson Boone needs a home of Benson Boone.
He would appreciate that if he ever finds out.
And then watch all the haters in the comments, which would be great too. All right, hang on 1 second. I just want to grab somebody who's on the mind your own business train. Melissa, you always have good stuff to say. Why? Give us the other side to this. Why do you mind your own business?
Okay, Chet, here we go. I've got a 16-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son, and that intel is gold.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot give up your sources. Now, the same thing Michaela said, if the opportunity presents itself and you are able to kind of sneak that information into that parent without even telling them how you know, then absolutely go for it. But here's the other thing I'm learning. I'm a young mom. I had my first at 18, and people are weird these days. I've had situations kind of similar where I had some information for another parent and I brought it to their attention, and suddenly I was the bad guy and so was my child.
You know what? True.
Uh-huh.
True.
These parents don't take accountability or even acknowledge that their kid could be doing something. So people are just weird, and it could just totally ruin the trust of your child. And like I said, that information that you have at the tip of your fingers without your kids knowing is golden, and you just need to kind of keep it to yourself.
Yeah, that's a point of view.
I also, while you were saying that, I'm playing out this weird fantasy in my head of like being, you know, super dad. So listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the intel and I'm going to intercept a text that's going to say on this night, she's going to sneak out. She's going to go meet her boyfriend or whatever. Or maybe I text back as my daughter. And then I trick her into leaving the house. And then I show up and I bust her. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bust her. And then I'm going to tell her, if you do this ever again, I'll be watching. And then I'll tell your parents, you'll get in trouble. And then next thing you know, you get arrested and you end up having to register as a sexual offender.
Normal. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Wait a minute. Today's a what?
Today is a perfect square day.
Oh, sure it is.
A what?
Yeah.
Michaela, it's 5/5/25.
Oh, my God. Go off, sister. Yes.
I know you're coming back, so I need to pick up the slack for you. The astrology vibes, very aesthetically pleasing. 5/5/25. We won't have another until 2036, so make sure you make it count today.
Yes, King. I didn't even know that it was called a square day. I didn't even know it had a name.
Make sure you make it count.
A square day.
That's so funny. There's also, this month is a bunch of those palindromes. Where it's the same frontward as backwards.
Oh, yes.
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Yeah.
We all learn that in school. If you're of a certain age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Age. Which obviously you are. Which obviously I'm the only one that is.
He's like, I just know square day.
My brain is filled with stupid stuff like that.
Yes, but it's important.
Is it?
Yes, it relates to some listeners.
You're very sweet and you're very supportive.
Thank you.
I don't know that it's very. I mean, I'm glad you said it, but I'm willing to live with the fact that no, it's not important at all. In fact, I'm not sure anything could be more unimportant.
Right, fair.
Maybe. This is where we've gotten to. A woman in Florida allegedly posed as an ICE agent to apprehend her ex-boyfriend's wife. That's right on the heels of...
I saw that article.
A couple of weeks ago, did you see the one where we're also with the cop? The cop and the girl started up an affair, and then they arrested the boyfriend, and then they were going to have somebody off him in jail?
Yes!
That was
ugly. God, the pettiness is off the charts. Sort of care for it.
All this was this one... This one just made a shirt. That's all they did.
I know.
They made an ICE shirt.
Listen.
With a yellow shirt with the black writing, just that ICE written on the front.
Yeah, came in hot.
And at first the victim was like, Maybe.
Well, she's like, you look familiar.
Then she became pretty suspicious when they didn't take her. They didn't take her to the police station or anywhere else. They took her to another apartment complex.
Oh my god!
Then she went, okay, something's not right, and she broke away.
Apartment
broke away and contacted the actual authorities.
Listen, it's so insane. But I know girls that would do this. Like, the pettiness is really...
They would just go, I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, like, that's my man, babe, and I'm going to do what it takes.
And you know, I know she's illegal.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to make an ice shirt and get some zip ties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll show her.
One more.
Meanwhile, the guy, like, probably doesn't have a job. Both women probably take care of him. They're just fighting over nothing. Love it. It's true. It's how petty it goes.
Things that only Michaela can say.
It's true. I mean, no offense to him, but like, these girls stay out here fighting for these men or vice versa. And you're like, what are you fighting for, sister? What?
Yeah.
Thank you for saying the vice versa part, Michaela.
Yeah, listen, I'm an equal.
Yeah, but no. But guys are stupid, period.
Sure.
You know what I mean? The other, never mind. I won't push this button right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock, Cinco de Mayo with the Chet Buchanan Show. Hey, look who's back. She's Michaela Gordon.
Hi.
He is Adrian Hernandez. And do you think you can get away with a lie detector test?
Okay. I've looked it up. Is that incriminating?
Why?
I know.
Have you taken a lie detector test?
Never. I don't think I'd pass. I can't tell a lie without a lie detector test, but I've looked it up. There's certain like things you can take to slow your heart or whatever.
Put a tack in the bottom of your shoe, supposedly.
Oh. Wait, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it?
I mean, I don't know. If it ever happens, I'd have
never
your
back. Taken a polygraph. Never. I don't even know if they exist outside of the movie.
I only remember them from the Maury Show. Remember when they'd have to take the polygraph test? Right.
Well, a poll asked people if they thought they could pass. 2/3 believe they could. So listen, total honesty, P1s. When we talk during relationship rehab, and I'm always on the side of. Maybe you don't have to tell the truth all the time, which I realize makes me look incredibly dishonest, which I'm not.
No, and honestly, that's the side of a lot of people.
And of course, that's exactly what a liar would say. I'm really not a liar. That's exactly what a liar
would say. I swear.
But apparently, I'm not the only one. Because I don't think I could pass a polygraph test. I mean, just, you know, like if I was trying to hide something.
Yeah.
I just don't know. 2/3 said they could. 8% believed that they could pass. Okay. 2/3 say they could pass a polygraph test because they always tell the truth. Stop it.
Just stop.
8% said that they could even if they were lying. And 6% said no, they could not.
I don't know. Those tests are pretty intense. You can't just like make it up.
The group that is most likely to believe that they could beat, who do you think this is? The group that is most likely to believe that they could beat a lie detector test, even if they were lying, is male or female?
Male.
Young or old?
Old.
Young.
Really?
Men between the ages of 18 and 29.
Yeah, they're still cocky.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. It's not right.
I get away with that.
Yeah.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This story's making the rounds today. Just another reminder that money is not going to make you a better person. You know what I mean?
True.
Now listen, like everybody else, I would love to try that theory out and see if it works. You know? I'd love to find out for myself.
Yeah.
Just how good of a person I could be if I won the lottery, for example. But 50-year-old guy in Kentucky, the story's making the rounds today. His name's James Farthing. You may have heard about him. He won $167.3 million in the Powerball. He got his check last Monday. Now, James has led a difficult life, spent a little time, paying his debt to society.
Sure.
He's splitting the award with his 77-year-old mother.
Sweet.
That's nice. So maybe he's matured. Maybe he is a new and changed man. Or maybe it didn't even last 24 hours for him. Because on Tuesday, one day after getting his check last Monday, James was arrested after a fight broke out at an oceanfront hotel where he was staying in Florida. What a shock. James had punched at least one other guy.
Oh, God.
And when a sheriff's deputy stepped in to break it up, James, with his new check for $167 million, mm-hmm. thinking he's king of the world, kicked that cop right in the face.
Oh, my God.
The cop was dazed and bruised, but he'll be okay. James was arrested for felony battery on a law enforcement officer and two misdemeanor counts. He's in even deeper trouble now because that arrest violates his parole. And $167 million or not, it is unclear whether he will be sent back to prison or not, or for how long.
Well, maybe his mom will just put some money on his commissary and at least he can get some good snacks.
He can have all the soups he wants. That's yeah. what they call the ramen. I watch them documentaries. Yeah. Today, you can have all the soups he can make pruno. He'll have all ingredients pruno. To make pruno.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go on Cinco de Mayo, I wouldn't have believed this. Not in... Just because it's weird now. And listen, I'm not shaming you if you smoke. My mom smoked for a billion years.
Yeah.
It took her life way early. And, you know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. But I am saying this, that it's weird to see somebody smoking now.
Yeah. Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, with that in mind, roughly 4.5 trillion cigarette butts are littered every year, just thrown on the ground, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Making them the most littered item on the planet.
Wow, still?
When we did Earth Day a couple weeks ago
and
cleaned up, what was that park over there by?
Oh, yeah.
It's over by Angel Park. James Trent park? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
In any event, I found one cigarette butt, and even that was kind of funky.
Same. Me too. And I thought it was weird.
In fact, I found just as many vape cartridges. One.
You did?
As I did. Yes, somebody dropped vape juice on the ground.
Oh, right.
Whatever. Picked it up, put it in my bag, got on with my life. Hall & Oates, have you ever heard the origin story of Hall & Oates?
Ha.
Hall & Oates, everybody loves Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Even if you try to hide it, you love Hall & Oates. We all know. They met when they were both at a concert in Philadelphia, and a gang fight broke out. They hopped in the same elevator to get away from gunshots, found out that they both went to Temple University in Philadelphia, and that they both played music and became friends.
No way.
And it was born.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's true. Mosquitoes, the deadliest killers on the planet.
Ugh.
They've killed more people than all of the wars in history combined by infecting people with diseases.
Yeah.
Awful mosquitoes.
I believe it. I hate them.
Thank God we don't have to worry about it so much here. We still have to worry about it in the desert.
Oh, yeah.
With the West Nile virus and stuff. And people got pools and whatnot.
Yeah. No, I worry about them, though. They get my ankles so bad, they make me crazy. I hate them. I hate you, mosquitoes.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, so now you got that to worry about. That's the more you know before we go. Have a great day worrying about mosquitoes. Well, not today, because it's still cool. Okay, this is so weird. Today, rainy, drippy, 65, right?
Yeah.
By the weekend, supposedly almost 100.
So weird.
And they've given up. They were like, we thought this was going to be the last of the cool weather a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now we just don't know anymore.
Yeah.
So just enjoy the ride.
Winging it.
Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Finally, she could say this herself. Well, in a minute. Adrian first.
Yes, sir. We got two new interviews of Unlikely up on the podcast and on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe. Be sure to follow me as well on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio.
And now, finally, for the first time in over a week, she could say it with her own mouth.
Hi. Follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. And I'm hanging low with my two new pups.
Yeah. Oh, God, you can't leave the house.
No, I can't. They're making me miserable.
When are you going to get back on stage and sing again? This weekend?
No, I'm going to do the following week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I just took a little time off.
Make
so
miss you
needed
just
it.
A little
yeah,
bit
that's
more.
Right. I'm playing hard to get.
That's right.
They're like, we don't care who's singing. I'm like, okay, well, that's not the point. No, miss me. Miss me. I'm back on stage. That's all it. Right. Care about me.
Just another girl in a sparkly gown. Sometimes it feels that way. Though,
literally.
What do you mean
you guys are doing fine without me?
Just another guy with a microphone who doesn't. They really don't. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's another gig.
Yep.
You know, it's.
Oh, God.
So, God, we hope you care enough to come back tomorrow and listen to this show. And if not, we'll be here anyway, right?
Yes.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.